This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
One person and a suspect dead after
active shooter at the New Hampshire State Hospital.
President Biden to world leaders on artificial intelligence safety.
This is a shared challenge and requires shared solutions.
In war-ravaged Gaza City.
Devastation as far as the eye can see.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. One person is killed in a shooting at a New Hampshire State Psychiatric Hospital. State Police Director Colonel Mark Hall.
The victim was administered CPR on site and transported to the Concord Hospital. Unfortunately, that individual is now deceased.
Police say the gunman was shot and killed by a state trooper, motive not yet known. President Biden has wrapped up the APEC summit in San Francisco. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Seated around a large circular table with leaders of Asia-Pacific nations, President Biden praised collective partnerships in several areas, including the further development of artificial intelligence technology.
Together, we must ensure the change is for the better.
And that means collective responsibility.
We must ensure that the digital technologies like artificial intelligence are used to uplift, not limit, the potential of our people.
And then
I'd like to take a moment to pass a ceremonial torch from the United States to Peru.
Site of next year's APEC summit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli officials say in a building near Al-Shifa Hospital, troops have recovered the body of a second Israeli woman who was taken hostage by Hamas last month. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has seen Gaza City.
I couldn't see a single building that was still intact. Remember, Gaza City was home to nearly 800,000 people. It is now completely uninhabitable. But the one place there are still people in any number is the Al-Shifa Hospital. And what we found was a place that was devastated and in very dire, dire condition.
96-year-old former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who is suffering from dementia, is in home hospice care. The Carter Center says she is with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who is now 99. The chair of the House Ethics Committee files a resolution to expel Republican Congressman George Santos from Congress. CBS's Scott McFarlane with more.
Michael Guest of Mississippi has released his resolution. There already was a resolution in the works from New York Republicans to expel Santos earlier this month. They got dozens of votes for it the first time. And as the hours go by since the release of that damning, scathing, exhaustive Ethics Committee report, there have been more members who voted no on expulsion earlier this month who say they'd vote yes when it comes up again.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 2 points. NASDAQ rose 12. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Federal Aviation Administration is immediately adopting recommendations about air traffic controller training and safety. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports the FAA will expand training across the country as it deals with a shortage of air traffic controllers.
Scott Miller is an aviation professor at San Jose State University.
Most facilities that I'm aware of are requiring mandatory overtime for their controllers. Most controllers in the system are working 6 days a week and have one day off.
The changes to improve staffing come after an independent safety review team released its recommendations. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Thanksgiving holiday getaway has begun. TSA Federal Security Director Robert Spinden.
For this Thanksgiving holiday time period, we are anticipating to screen just under 1.1 million travelers.
AAA expects over 55 million Americans to travel this holiday, a 2.3% increase over last year. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The CDC warns doctors to look out for possible cases of lead poisoning in children linked to tainted applesauce. CBS's Alexander Tim.
There are now at least 34 cases in 22 states linked to the probe, which spans the brands Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnuck markets. The FDA says its leading hypothesis now blames cinnamon used by the applesauce's Ecuador-based manufacturer. As a precaution, the agency says it has also begun screening imports of cinnamon from multiple countries.
Longtime lawyer Alec Murdoch, who was convicted of killing his wife and son, has entered a new plea to financial crimes. The judge asking,
"Do you wish to withdraw your formerly entered plea of not guilty and plead guilty to each and every one of these charges?"
"I do."
Murdoch did it in exchange for a 27-year sentence. The man who helped write that song, George Funky Brown, drummer and co-founder of Kool & the Gang, has died of cancer at 74. Time on the Roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The story of a singing televangelist is headed to Broadway. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Let's get hip to God. Let's get cool with Jesus.
Producers say Elton John's musical about Tammy Faye Baker will open on the Great White Way next season. It was nominated for 4 Olivier Awards after a run in London last year. Baker became a household name after she rose to prominence with her husband Jim when they hosted TV's Praise the Lord Club in the 70s and 80s. He fell from grace in a sex assault and financial fraud scandal. Tammy Faye's second husband was convicted of bankruptcy fraud before she died of cancer in 2007 at the age of 65. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Just in, Colorado judge keeps former President Trump on the ballot, rejecting an attempt to bar him under the Constitution's insurrection clause. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, November 17th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.